There you go.
Thank you. Well, thank you for your message as well. You know, being close to Abraham's age at that time when he was told to leave, it's nice to know that God can use us no matter what our age is. And so that was encouraging. Thank you. So Scott asked, while we're focusing in on Peoria Home this month, we're also looking at different ways that trafficking is being fought around. And the model for Peoria Home is Magdalen House, or Thistle Farms in Tennessee. I was thrilled when he called and asked me, because quite honestly, Becca Stevens has become one of my heroes. I so admire this little woman who, she's barefoot most of the time, and she is one woman who has made a difference. And it's encouraging to me, because when you think that you can't make a difference because you're just one person, you're so wrong. Even if it's smiling at someone in the grocery store, even if it's, you know, just being kind when someone really doesn't deserve our kindness, we can make a difference, just one person. Well, in 1997, five women went into the home of Magdalen Home. And these were women off the streets that had been involved in trafficking, prostitution, in drugs, addictions, and had suffered abuse most all of their lives. The home that greeted them was beautiful. The room, their bedrooms were nicely furnished. They weren't just, oh, you know, what the heck, anything's going to be better than on the streets. They were meant to be welcoming and to show love. And I think that's important, because that's what causes the success of it, is the love that is given. And it was a two-year program where it is a gift. Nothing is charged for. They receive medical. They receive dental. They receive treatments on their addictions and how to break this addictive life that they lived. And it's all done out of love and solely funded through donations of individuals or corporations that have done this. They also train these women to go out into the workforce, because that's important. They need to find value in themselves and be able to go out and work. But so many of these women, what they found was that so many of these women, they didn't have any job skills, because their job skills were prostitution. And they really didn't want to promote that. So Thistle Farms was the answer. And she picked Thistle Farms the name because thistles, if you look out, thistles always, always survive. They'll survive droughts, they'll survive flooding, they'll creep up through cracks in cement. Thistles are always around us. And because of that surviving power that they have, she called it Thistle Farm, or Thistle Home. Thistle Farms, yeah. And this just opened this week. It's been remodeled and all. And all of the proceeds go to these women. And the women do everything, from the packaging, to the selling, to the bookkeeping, to the managing, to just everything. And a couple of things that I really, really wanted to point out was that about 8 years into it, someone said, well, why Thistle Farms? And do you use thistles? And she said, well, no, we don't. And then she started looking at the thistle and the healing power that the thistle has. And they now use the thistles. They use it for making paper, and their hands are immersed in this. And some of the healing properties that thistles have, they detoxify the liver. And I thought that was amazing, because here's these women who, their livers are probably pretty messed up from their lifestyle and all. And here they are reaping this healing through these thistles that they're using in making balms and things like that. So I just really enjoyed finding out more about it. One of her things that she often says is, the line between priest and prostitutes are infinitely small. And I think that's something that we should remember, because when we run across someone, and here in Everett, we do see them, they weren't little girls saying, oh, when I grow up, I want to be a prostitute. The way that they've been entrapped in this lifestyle, and now with the opening of Peoria House, and I love this. I was so excited when I saw this on Facebook, because there it is. Guys, that's it.
Awesome.
And it's beautiful. I just love it. And again, the dream of one woman. And it's starting out and being fruitful. And we get to be a small part of it. And I know that this is called Offering Sunday. I always call it Giving Sunday, because it's my favorite Sunday of the month, where we get to give and we get to contribute to places like Peoria Home, to places like, what is it here, Seed? And places like Casino Road Kids Ministry, and all the places that our little church has made a difference in. So we can make a difference. So thank you. I thank Scott for asking me to do this. She is just an amazing woman. She's written amazing books. I fully recommend her books. I would start with Snake Oil. It's fascinating, but her new book is excellent, as well as the in-between books too. So thank you.
Thanks, Vivian.